Hi, welcome to the DevOps Lab. In today's DevOps world, security is not just something security teams need to think about. It is every engineer's responsibility. And this is especially true with all the REST APIs we write. On this episode of DevOps Lab, we have a very special guest, Dmitry Sotnikov of 42Crunch, who will talk to us about REST API security. Hey, Dmitry, how's it going? And welcome to the show.
Hey, Abel. Good to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and about 42Crunch.
Cool. So my name is Dmitry Sotnikov, working and live in California. 42Crunch is an API security company. We are about 3 years old at the moment. We are pretty spread and international. We have offices here in California. We have pretty big dev offices in Europe, in Dublin, Ireland, and in Montpellier, France. Mm-hmm. And REST API security is what we do.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about REST API security.
Yeah, so REST APIs are interesting, right? So REST APIs emerged out of people basically hacking their way into making APIs very simple, right? We had the SOAP APIs, very structured. We had the whole WS star stack that Microsoft and IBM created, very organized, very secure, very defined. But people wanted something simple, and then they basically hacked their browsers and the regular HTTP stack into doing very simple APIs, doing the same verbs, get, post, et cetera, sending some JSON, getting some data back, and it was so simple that people started using it. Mm-hmm. And then the whole cloud-native architectures happened, and people started not just having some sort of app and a browser, but they started using some third-party services, and they started using clouds to store stuff, and they started having rich single-page applications, and APIs and mobile and IoT and devices, and all of those guys have started using APIs. And then microservices happened and Kubernetes. And now your classes became microservices, became APIs, and now any application has whatever, hundreds of APIs. And basically, if you look at the stats now, I think Akamai is doing their State of the Internet report once a year. Yeah. And last year, I think 88% of all internet traffic, they reported being actually REST API traffic, API traffic. So, yeah, so APIs just happened, and then now everywhere, and they are your application surface. It's no longer UI, it's APIs.
It's everything now. And, well, we have to think about security in today's world, right? So how does security pertain to REST APIs?
So APIs basically became your security surface. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, things have been relatively easy from security perspective. You had your defined edge, and your edge was basically your network, which your security people could control, your IT people could control your network and your network edge, and then your UI, right? So basically, you worked on securing your UI, you worked on securing your edge, and every time you updated your app, your deployment, which again in the old waterfall days were not was not too often, you could have your security to review your changes and make them happen. And then the whole agile and DevOps and microservices happened, and now you have your proverbial two pizza teams working each on their own microservice and trying to ship their updates quickly and frequently. And basically, with the hundreds of microservices, hundreds of APIs, and each and every team trying to be agile, you're getting changes just happen. Just every day, every hour, there's some kind of change happening. And there's no longer an edge, right? Because they all talk APIs to each other. Mm-hmm. And so security became really challenging. And it's very hard. It is basically impossible to do that with some sort of manual rules and manual reviews. And it's just It's just not practical.
Frankly, developers outnumber security people, application security people, by a very large ratio.
That's right.
And so it has to be automated, and it has to be part of DevOps. DevOps has to become part of DevSecOps, and it's just security has to be everywhere. And the API security is a huge part of it because your edge is mostly APIs.
So how can 42Crunch help us?
Yeah, so 42Crunch, again, so we are, because of what I've said, we treat API security problem as not just runtime problem, but DevSecOps problem. So mm-hmm. we have our platform that spans API design, API development, API testing, security testing, and runtime protection. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that we integrate our components, our platform, into the products and systems that developers already use. Mm-hmm. So be it IDEs, DevOps pipelines, their deployments, their Kubernetes deployment, their Azure deployment, etc.
That sounds really interesting. Could you show us?
Yes. Okay, so let's go to the screen. Here's my Visual Studio Code, my IDE. I have a project to which I've just added an API. And it's a regular open API file, right? It can be YAML, can be JSON. And open API specification is a specification to define REST APIs. It's an industry standard. There's a whole Linux Foundation initiative, and Microsoft and 42Crunch are actually part of that initiative. Mm-hmm. And so I have my API, and it defines just the paths and the operations and responses, etc.
Sure.
So how do I know that it's secure, that it follows the security best practices? Well, I have the 42Crunch plugin extension installed, and it gives me some capabilities to edit the API and to navigate it, and gives me IntelliSense, etc. But from security perspective, most importantly, it allows me to do security audit, so I can click that button. And then it goes, it sends that information about the API, that its contract, to the cloud, to 42Crunch, and it sends me back a detailed security report. So it gives me the overall security score, it analyzes the way I've defined security and the way I'm doing data validation, etc. And it also outputs all of these issues to the problems panel. So I can easily just go through them and see what the issues are.
But this is awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that it's right within the context of my IDE, right? So I can just go ahead for any of them and see what the issue is. And I can hover over it, and I can go and see what exactly is the issue, like this one. String parameter has no maximum length. Okay, so basically I have a parameter, but I'm not defining what the maximum length is, so I'm potentially opening myself up to someone and sending me something unexpected. So I can, again, just start typing, and you can see that I'm getting some IntelliSense and help right within the IDE.
Awesome. So to me, this is super cool, because as I'm writing my code and as I'm writing my API, I can build security into my application as I'm writing this, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the case, right? So, and it's not just, again, not just parameters like in this particular case. It's things that are harder, like the security section, like the way that I would use OAuth or OpenID Connect. It's very hard to make sure that you're following the latest industry best practices, like grant types and all of that. It all is changing, the security landscape is changing. So being able to get that help mm-hmm. right within the context of your IDE, and being able to just go ahead and read the description of each issue, the examples, possible exploit scenarios, the way you can remediate, etc. It's basically Stack Overflow, but security focused and right within your IDE.
Yeah, that is great. So now, of course, I'm a DevOps person, right? So I talk about CI/CD all the time. Is there a way for me to get all of this security checking and scanning and goodness into my CI/CD pipeline?
Yeah, so that's a great, obviously a great question, right? So because I can get all those fixes done within my IDE, but as a company, how do I make sure that this is happening consistently across my whole development team, right? And so the answer to that is DevOps, right? Mm-hmm. And so hence the pipelines, right? If I'm using Azure pipelines mm-hmm. or GitHub Actions, because you cannot just rely on each and every developer following the best practices within the IDE. You want to enforce your rules and your security requirements across your whole team. Mm-hmm. So if you're using a pipeline like Azure DevOps or GitHub Actions, you would want these checks to be embedded in the pipeline. And for that, we've created, again, an extension to Azure DevOps. So I can go into my pipeline. Should let me delete it and just re-edit. Find the 42 Crunch API Security contract audit. There is a token that I've embedded in my variable. So it allows my pipeline to talk to the 42 Crunch platform. And I can just add this task. Mm-hmm. The task allows me to define minimal security score, which I set as a threshold. And I can obviously add other parameters to make it more flexible and say that these are issues that are okay for me to ignore, these are issues that are really critical, et cetera, et cetera. Cool. And I can also define rules for my reports, for example, take some variables like repository name and branch name and so on.
So this is really cool because now within your CI/CD pipeline, you're able to scan the code and make sure all my APIs are following best practices or whatever rules my company has come up with, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the case. So now if I go and see my pipeline in action, I can see that it will, once it starts, it will get to that API security audit, which is basically your static analysis. Mm-hmm. And you can see that it will discover all the APIs, all the open API files that I have. And for all of them, it will perform the security audit. Mm-hmm. And it will see if there are any blocking issues found. And in this particular case, there were no issues. So it would just let things through. But if I submit my new API, let me do that. You remember it wasn't very secure one. So mm-hmm. this one should definitely fail. Let me save and commit. New API. I'll send it to the cloud. And now we should, if we go back to our pipeline, here's my new API. So now the pipeline automatically runs and it will, again, I didn't have to do anything, right? The task and the pipeline are smart enough to detect the change, detect that there's a new API that has been added. And it will perform, again, security review for all three of them. And you can see that now it failed. Because my two old APIs were good, but the new API has a low score, and I can just follow the link,
yeah,
and see the details, right? So I can essentially see that same report, and now I can see that yes, it failed, and here my highest priority issues, my security section for this API has not been defined, right? So I'm trying to sneak in an API for which I didn't even define authentication.
Cool.
And so it tells me exactly what's wrong and which issues are the highest priority ones and how to fix them.
Cool. That is cool stuff. All right. I have one more question, though. All of this looks amazing. And of course, you know, today Kubernetes is super, super hot, right? Everybody is running their APIs inside of Kubernetes clusters. What can 42 Crunch help me with when I start deploying my APIs into Kubernetes?
Cool. So for that, let me quickly fix the definition so I can indeed deploy it to Kubernetes, mm-hmm. but deploy it in a nice way. So I went ahead, I fixed the definitions, of the API. So now it's fixed the API. So now I'm a good citizen.
Yes.
And so I will put it in. And now my pipeline will run, and it will push there. So it's okay. And I can actually show you that it is good now, right? So I have a much better score now.
Yeah.
So now when that pipeline will run, it will push the updated API into Kubernetes.
Cool.
And it will push not just the, it will push two things. So it will push the API itself, the implementation, the microservice, but it will also push the updated definition of the API, the contract. And the way that I have my Kubernetes running is that it has API micro firewall from 42Crunch deployed to Azure Kubernetes Service, to AKS,
mm-hmm.
together with that microservice. So basically, I have the microservice, and I have the API firewall, micro firewall as a sidecar proxy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I try to invoke that API, so let me quickly show you the API platform. In the API platform, I can see that for this microservice, I have a deployment in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running, it's active. And now if I go to Postman and I try to invoke that API, and I'll try to send something that it doesn't expect, like I'll try to send a different verb, or I'll try to send a different path. Or if I try to send something that's again, that's unexpected, like I'll try to send parameter that is out of scope.
Mm-hmm.
These all, they don't even reach my backend service. They all get blocked by that protection because it knows what the API is expecting.
Cool.
So whatever I try as an attacker, if I try to sneak in my email address in some shape or form, like that the system expects my proper domain, but I'll try to sneak in my email address before that or send some other attacks. They all get blocked. And all of these get also captured. So if I go and try to look them up in my in the platform, if I go to my transaction logs,
yeah,
I can see all of these attempts that all of them can be blocked. And I look up any of them, and I can see why exactly it got blocked, what happened. Only my API is more secure by design now. I have my person running inside Azure Kubernetes protecting my microservice.
Wow, this is really, really awesome stuff. Now, traditionally, we used to bolt on security at the end of a software project through months and months of security audits. And now, no one has the time to do that anymore. So we have to shift left and build security into our REST APIs as we write them and as we go through our CI/CD pipelines. So all you devs out there, to learn more about REST API security in 42Crunch, go ahead, click on the links below, and join us next time on the DevOps Lab.